Officials in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq say more than 1,000 people have fled to their territory over the past 2 days from the nearby city of Kirkuk, the center of Iraq's oil industry. The new arrivals say the exodus was triggered by an Iraqi security crackdown this week against Kirkuk's Kurdish residents. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kushtepe in northern Iraq.
More than 100 newly arrived men, women, and children pack into a crowded town hall. They are residents of Kirkuk, all of them ethnic Kurds who chose to cross the front lines today into autonomous northern Iraq. As the crowd waits to register with the local authorities, new arrivals continue to trickle into the room. Jabbar, a man who worked as a driver in Kirkuk, explains what prompted him to pack 9 family members into a friend's car this morning to make the 45-minute drive to Iraqi Kurdistan.
It was the 10th of March. When they came, we hear about 4 or 5 a.m. After midnight. We hear some sounds around, and when we just get outside, we saw the emergency police and the special forces of Iraq making a siege around our neighborhood and making a search in the houses.
Jabbar says that night 2 Kurdish neighbors were arrested, and they haven't been seen since. A 26-year-old carpenter named Mohammed says he saw dozens of Kurdish men of fighting age arrested during Monday's pre-dawn raids. That was enough to convince Mohammed and 3 of his friends to flee Kirkuk in a taxi the following morning. Kurdish officials here say the Iraqi security crackdown is the latest step in a plan to drive Kurds out of Kirkuk. Historically, the city was ethnically mixed, with Kurds and Turkmen outnumbering Arabs. But over the past 2 decades, Saddam Hussein's government has expelled tens of thousands of Kurds and Turkmen from Kirkuk and replaced them with Arab settlers from elsewhere in Iraq. After the Gulf War in 1991, Kirkuk's Kurds revolted and briefly took control of the city. But the uprising was quickly and brutally crushed by Saddam Hussein's army. Now the Iraqi government is preparing to defend Kirkuk from an American attack. The refugees here say Iraqi soldiers have built machine gun nests in Kirkuk's streets, installed anti-aircraft artillery on rooftops, and placed landmines on roads leading in and out of the city. They also say Iraqi forces have dug deep trenches the length of city blocks, which have been filled with oil. In the event of a U.S. assault, Jabbar, the Kirkuk driver, expects Iraqi soldiers will set fire to the oil pits.
Everyone in the world knows that it's going to be a great hell because of the petrol pits. Even if you haven't killed with bullets, if you haven't died with bullets or rackets or any fragments, you're going to be dying with the gases, the gas of that petrol when it's burning.
The newly arrived refugees from Kirkuk say an oil well on the outskirts of the city burst into flames 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons. 14-year-old Sharwan says it's been burning ever since.
We're afraid because of the well. It's one of the wells where it exploded, and somehow it's burning, and even the rain is black.
Kurdish officials expect there may be many more refugees from Iraqi-controlled territory in the days and weeks ahead. Jabbar, the driver, says he planned ahead for this moment by selling off his car 10 days ago, and he won't take his family back to Kirkuk until the war is over.
It's not in our intention to go back before the attack of U.S., and I'm afraid to be arrested. I'm not going to go back before the war.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kushtepe in northern Iraq.